lot of us had the pleasure of seeing Admirals Express and Some Beat Somewhere race live. That is a pleasure that's been shared by many. However, the honor of having driven both those individuals goes to the gentleman on the other end of my line. In addition to that, both Admirals Express and Some Beat Somewhere are the only two horses, other than, of course, Camfella, to win the Camfella Award. Paul McDonnell, you're the driver, Paul, that's been associated with the two for the most part. Welcome to Trot Radio, by the way.
Well, thank you very much, Norm.
You know, have you ever stopped to think how only two horses have won the Camfella and you drove them both? How good does that feel?
Yeah, I just, when you brought that up, I wasn't quite sure if they were the only two horses, but it sure was an honor to drive both those animals. They were spectacular.
When you talk about Admirals Express, I mean, what can you say about this individual? Just more than just your track horse, certainly. I can remember watching him race at Mohawk one night. He was coming at the head of the lane, and the rest of the field was ganging up to you, Paul. And I remember sitting next to an old-timer, and I said out loud, I think the big gray's done tonight. And the old-timer looked over at me with one of those, you really don't know this game, do you, kid, looks, and said, no, he's not. And sure enough, you know, he just dug right in, and away you guys went on to victory. It was like that a lot for you two.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he just didn't know the meaning of quit. It just wasn't in his vocabulary, and he wasn't the prettiest pacer of all. He had to work at his game, and, you know, he was just the ultimate racehorse.
And if I'm not mistaken, his career did not begin all that auspiciously, did it?
No, he began his career in Michigan, mostly at the fair circuits. That's where they have their sire stake program, I guess you could say, in Michigan. And I'm not sure the exact number of starts, but it was quite a few starts as a two-year-old, just on the fair circuit. And, you know, under little fanfare, I suppose. And he never really came into prominence until he was at least 4 or 5 years old.
What do you think turned it around for him?
It's hard to say. I mean, I didn't have a lot to do with him at an early age, but he was just the kind of horse that learned how to race, and that was all he wanted to do, was just race. And I suppose that, you know, having a number of starts when he was really young at the fairs, and maybe even in some cases going double heats, he learned to love to race. So I think that that was probably maybe one of the main things that helped him get established as to a true racehorse.
I can remember watching him on some nights and seeing the knees and hocks all painted up and thinking to myself, it looks kind of scary. Did you ever get behind him some nights and say, I don't know how he's going to get through this mile?
Well, once I got to know him, it wasn't hard to tell if he was sharp or not. You know, there was nights, of course, yes, he wasn't as sound maybe as he shouldn't have been, but or could have been.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said before, he was the ultimate racehorse, and he always found a way to bring up his game when he saw the starting gate.
And that is a true mark of a real racehorse, isn't it? And I mean, if we're honest, we know that there's two types of soundness. There's soundness and there's racing soundness.
Yes.
And, you know, it is a business after all, and we try to be as humane as we can to the animals. But, you know, like any other athlete, they've got to play hurt, and certainly the Admiral did that.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing about him was when he saw the starting gate, his ears would just start to twitch, and you know, he knew he was racing, and he would get geared up and pick the bit up on me pretty good. And, you know, the next thing you know, we were heading quarters in 27, 26 and change.
Let me ask, it might be a tough question, but, you know, Admiral and the beach was almost 2 seconds faster, but if the two were in a match race, how close would it be?
Well, that's hard to say. It really is. I've never really put much thought into that, but I'm sure that old Admiral wouldn't give up too much ground, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that's about as fair a way as you can put it. Let's talk about some of the other horses that you've sat behind. Big Time Ball, last year's older pacing horse, up against One the West. Big Time Ball was shut down early this year, about mid-September. What was the reason for that?
Well, he developed a bit of a sickness late in the year, right after, I think he might have had a start or two after the Canadian Pacing Derby. And just, you know, he never came back. to his potential. So we just shut him down, and he went on to Florida first part of November, and he's getting ready again for the 2011 season now.
Okay. Another individual that you had a lot of success with, winner of the Metro Pace, Jeremy's Jet. You've got a Jeremy's Jet called in training, My Heart Has Wings. Topped the third session at Harrisburg, and none other than Jack Darling himself said that the colt was one of two that stood out in the sale. How's that one doing?
Well, I'm pleasantly pleased with him right now. He's coming right along. You know, it's early in January, and you hate to put too much of a press clipping toward him, but I really like him. He's doing everything we've asked, and you know, he's got six more months to go before we get him to the track.
It's a little early, but like father, like son, do you think?
Yeah, he's got a lot of similarities. He might not be as tall as Jeremy's Jet was. He's quite stout, and he's quite solid, and he seems to have a pretty nice gait on him, so time will tell.
Yeah. Now you're doing a lot more training. Is that something you enjoy, especially with the babies?
I really do enjoy that. I find it quite satisfying. I have two horses right now that I'm just playing with and I own part of, so... it gets me out in the morning, gets me out in the cold air, fresh air, and keeps me active.
Well, if you want cold air, come on up to Ottawa.
I know. There's enough of it here.
Yeah, I'll bet there is. Now, 5 years from now, say, do you see yourself doing more training than you do now?
I'm not sure. I'm going to play it by ear. I really enjoy just training my own horses. I find that more gratifying than anything, but mm-hmm. we'll see how it goes. I mean... 5 years is a ways down the road. I hope to drive and drive competitively for at least five more years. So we'll see what happens up until then.
We certainly hope you will be, and we see no reason why you shouldn't. Speaking on behalf of those of us here in Ottawa, we look forward to seeing you come up here for OSS season. Have fun at the O'Briens. Paul McDonnell, you've always been great with the media. Always a pleasure talking to you, and good luck for 2011.
Great. Thanks a lot, Norm.